Item 10, from the Director, Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to enter into a Memorandum of Understanding with the Zoological Society of Milwaukee County, Inc. for an initial 3-year term with automatic renewal for an additional 3-year term. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Weekenhauser, welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, before you is the fruit of 2.5 years of work with the Zoological Society to develop a new MOU. We've had a wonderful working relationship with the Society for over 100 years. During that time period, they've contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars, including two major capital programs of $26 million and $29 million, of which they were 50-50 partners. The MOU was initially developed in 1989, was renewed in 1992, and was last adopted in 1996. And since then, we've been going with that same very simplistic MOU that covered a number of things in more general terms than what we've developed in the present MOU that's before you. The MOU also, since the original Chapter 13 of the county ordinances, general county ordinances, has come into effect, and we wanted to include that into the new agreement, which we did, and to make the Zoological Society aware of what that describes as far as the relationship between nonprofits and the Milwaukee County. The most significant thing in this agreement is the division of revenue, or provision of revenue, let me say that, cash contributions from the Society. Prior to this, provision of cash contributions and some in-kind contributions was done on a year-to-year basis, and there was no real guarantee that what we received in the previous year would be received in the next year. This outlines the process of a division on a 50% basis share of the membership fees collected by the Zoological Society. One of the concerns we've had in the past that, and everybody realizes this, and I'm not opposed to it, is that the membership, which they refer to as Zoo Pass, is a good deal. You can visit the zoo free. That's one of the benefits that we provide through the MOU. But if that membership was priced too low, it would then assist in eroding some of the general admission fees that we charged at the front gate for those people that weren't members. This helps us with a process and a formula to establish what those fees might be. It gives the zoo a part of that discussion so that it will work hand in hand with maintaining our admission fees as well as generating revenue through memberships. If the society does well in selling their memberships, we do well also, and it's not something that will negatively affect our admissions as it has in the past. This MOU with that division of revenue will provide in 2014 here approximately $196,000 in additional revenues, which we have placed in the budget, or it was adopted last October in the budget. I would just say that the MOU has been reviewed by Corporation Counsel, Risk Management, DAS Fiscal. You just heard Dan discuss. The Comptroller's Office has had a chance to look at it, and the Zoological Society Board of Directors have already approved this agreement on their part. So I'm glad to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Wickenhauser. Good
morning, Supervisor.
First of all, it's been a wonderful and an amazing partnership between us and them, and good for all of us. This community has greatly benefited from that partnership from all these years. So kudos to everybody that has kept us flourishing, kept us alive. One of the really cool things about our zoo is the fact that we don't allow it to get stale. There's always something new going on. You got something's going on. Every 6 months you can go and you can see something very, very different, which makes it very refreshing so that, you know, it's not your typical zoo. And I've said this before, and I would challenge anybody, be it colleagues or anybody in the audience, and that is, as kind of a lifelong resident of Milwaukee County, I think we take, for instance, items like our zoo for granted, because if you go, when you travel somewhere, wherever you go, I would encourage you to see their zoo, and you will have a deeper appreciation of our zoo, because our zoo is really good. So that is a compliment to all involved, and Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make the motion for approval.
The motion is to approve. There's further discussion. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, Mr. Chairman, we have a resolution to approve. Is that correct? Or what are we approving?
The item as read.
Oh, okay.
The MOU.
Yeah, well, I've not been able to access any of these files via Legistar.
One day we'll have the great power failure, and I'll be the only one in a position to respond.
Borkin.
Anti-technology, Borkowski.
Sure.
Use mine.
Okay. I use the same old thing.
Okay. It apparently works on other people's iPads. So. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think he needs just a minute.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, this is a 36-page MOU. I don't think I can. I haven't been able to load it on my iPad.
Well, we have three so. be it resolved clauses, so we could have the clerk read those.
Be it resolved that the County Board of Supervisors authorize the director of the Milwaukee County Zoo to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Zoological Society of Milwaukee, incorporated by reference herein, and be it further resolved that the initial term of this memorandum of understanding shall be 3 years and shall automatically renew for an additional 3 years, and that either party may terminate this memorandum of understanding only by providing at least one calendar year written notice to the other party prior to the extension of any additional term.
And that covers the sum and substance of our proposed actions.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I value and support the efforts of the Zoo Society and the Milwaukee County Zoo as well, but I, you know, and I think our friend committee clerk for reading that, I just don't feel comfortable voting on this if I don't have it before me in beyond this cursory examination I've been able to do, thanks to my colleague's iPad. Thank you very much. I think, Mr. Chairman, just because I haven't actually seen the MOU or the resolution prior to this, I think I should abstain from this vote.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm not in a position to say whether our colleague should abstain or not. I would say, and I totally understand the fact that he has not had an opportunity to go through everything. The one unique thing about my colleague, Supervisor Haas, is that he is vice chair of the Finance and Audit Committee that is also taking this up this coming Thursday. So you will have a second kick at the cat, Supervisor.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In brief, none of this is loading on my iPad. So the method we were supposed to use now to read this is not working. I don't have to... this needs to be addressed.
Well, I'll tell you, we could do a temporary layover till the end of the meeting. I have a paper copy before me. That you could certainly review. It's multi-page and may take some time, but why don't we just temporarily lay item number 10 over and move on to item number 11, and we'll return to it after item 19.
Mr. Chairman, I should also note, I tried looking at this through the Finance Committee documents here on Legistar, and they didn't work either. So... I'm not sure.
What we seem to have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, we must recall sticks and stones are not vulnerable to attack or failure from outside digital intruders.
Well, we, you know, I think we can we proceed on the grounds that we will temporarily lay this over until after we've considered item 19 and come back to it for action?
I'd be very pleased with that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, very good. Item number 11, please.